music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Hello, 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 and welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. And welcome back here to Intravenous. My name is Vivian, and unfortunately, I'm alone today because Pranjali has her finals, so I send her my best luck and hope she can survive this very stressful period and her uni life. And if you, a student here at SFU and listening right now, I wish you the best luck ever and hope that you can survive too and that you can make it through all of these exams that are coming up. And it will be over soon, so remember that and don't stress out too much. And if you're stressing out too much, go on a walk, take your time, meditate, and or listening to Intravenous. And I have a very interesting topic for today, so if you are looking for a distraction, then you should definitely tune in or stay tuned here, because I have an interview, a live interview, finally here at Intravenous. It is with Paola and Precious, and it's about the new game that came out recently. It's called Interro Bang, and I'm really, really excited to talk about that. And it was created by the SVSPO and with another game developer. We're going to talk about that soon. And I will talk with Paola and Precious about the background and what's going on and why they created it and why did they named it Interro Bang. What is Interro Bang? What was the idea behind it? What was the whole process of developing such a game? And I'm really, really excited. I also hosted an Interro Bang party. And if you're interested in that game after the interview, then you should definitely check out, I think it is in the library and you can borrow it there. And I have to ask Paola again. I will call her soon, and Precious too. So I will have them live on air, but via phone. And before that, I would like to play you three songs that I have ready for you here. And then I will introduce Paola and Precious and the game. And then we were going to start right into the interview. But first of all, I have three new songs. Or I think only the two first songs are new. The third song, I love the song. And I just, I don't know, I found it, I think yesterday, YouTube again. And I had memories coming up. And I love the song. It's by Olivia Rodrigo, I think that's her name, and hopefully Rodrigo. Oh, okay. So that's her name, and I love her. I love this song. Hopefully you love that too. And yeah, I will try to play as many songs as I can here on Intravenous, because this is my second last show. Isn't it crazy? Because next week it is my last Intravenous show. I'm really, really, really sad, because if you don't know me, hi, I'm Vivian, and I'm from Germany, and I'm going back next Saturday. And so I only have, I think, less than 2 weeks here. I think, 10 days. So we'll leave April 22nd, and I have so many things coming up. My week is super, super busy. I try to squeeze in as many things as I can. I try to meet as many people as I can, and I have to say goodbye, or I already had to say goodbye to so many people, and it already made me sad. So hopefully this cool show of Intravenous, this today's show of Intravenous, can hype me up a little bit, and I hope it can cheer you up too if you are in a bad mood or in a sad mood. And if you are in a bad or a sad mood, you can also go outside, because the weather is amazing. This makes me happy. I mean, it's sunny, we have 6 degrees, and you should definitely check out the weather and outside too. Go on a walk and have your iced coffee outside, or listen to Intravenous outside and sit in the sun, get some vitamin D in, and enjoy the first three songs here for today. The first song is Movies by Glosser. So Please enjoy.
The silence never let me get too close. Images of us in the night run across the window like a movie. The saddest scene. Oh, of you and me. The burnouts and the artists, the exclusive little parties. I find myself lashing to the places and I watch the stories from strangers that feel just like home. I use the same old one-liners you taught me while drinking until the bar closed. But now when I go home, I sleep in the guest room with photos of me in that house. I miss the days when we ran through the garden the way that my mother would shout. And although overseas, I can still feel the fire of that dirty old town and it burns. Old dog made me cry where she's waiting for me, 'cause she knows that one day I'll return. Like I left in a hurry, but that's just how she taught me goodbyes. Old dog made me cry where she's waiting for me, and I wish I could be there tonight. Oh, I wish I could be there tonight.
Was Lucy Blue with I Left My Heart, and I got surprised here because Paola is here in the office live, and we're going to talk with her later, not via phone, but I have a Precious on the phone here, and we're going to talk about the new game that the SVSPO created called Interrobang, and it is a game for SSU members to know, to get to know themselves, and it's questions on a different levels, and the players will share their thoughts, ideas, and experience, and yeah, on topics related to relationships, consent, boundaries, culture, difference, and sex positivity. And yeah, each card has a different question, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later with Paola. And I would like to introduce Paola here. We can, I'm 1 second. Okay. Yeah, she is here right in the office. I got a little bit surprised because we planned to speak via phone, but unfortunately we had a little bit misunderstanding. But it's fine. I'm super grateful that you're here. And yeah, she is the current SVSPO resident educator since 2019, right? And yeah, she makes student-focused campaigns, workshops, and outreach sessions on range of topics such as healthy relationships, understanding rape culture, and bystander intervention training. And I had an interview with her, I think at the beginning of this year, a couple of interviews I had with her. So I'm glad that she's here. And Precious is an expertise lies on community development, youth engagement, and project management for social impact. And yeah, I have her here on phone. You want to introduce yourself a little bit for those that don't know you, Precious?
For sure. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I am delighted to join you in the conversation. Mm-hmm. I am a management consultant, so I run my own consultant practice, and we do a lot of strategic planning, so helping organizations plan the future direction. And the key way that we do that is really about co-creating with the organizations, with teams, and that really was the heart of this game was back when I was working at SFU with Paola. So mm-hmm. it was really in the spirit of co-creating with students and creating something that would really hopefully give impact to the community.
Mm-hmm. And we came here together to talk about the new game, Interrobang. So can you explain, what is Interrobang?
Absolutely. I'll let Paula dive into that question, but really I think when I think about interurban, it's really about saying how do we have really open, honest conversations about topics like relationships and boundaries, topics that allows us to get to know ourselves better and the people in our lives, whether it's family or friends or even classmates. And I will turn it over to Paula to share a bit more about the game.
And yeah, how did you came up with the idea of developing a game like this? If Paula, if you want to say something, you can say that. How did you came up with the idea?
Yeah, it's so interesting. So Paula and I had this conversation, I think it was probably around maybe 2-3 years ago, and really we were going through student feedback and data that said that international students wanted a bit more of a cultural friendly way to have conversations about relationships and boundaries and consent. And we thought, how do we make this in a way that's fun, in a way that anybody, no matter what level they're at in their education, would feel comfortable, you know, having these conversations? And so through that, we thought, well, a game. Just by hearing the word game, that sounds absolutely fun. And so we thought, let's do something that's going to be fun. And then we worked with different departments. We worked with Fraser International College. We also worked with international services for students and different partners and students directly to come up with questions that they wanted to answer or questions they wanted to ask their friends to learn more about these topics.
Okay, I see. And yeah, how was the whole process of developing such a game? So when you had the idea, how did you start and how did you finish the project?
I'll share a bit more about how we started, and I'll pass it on to Paula to talk about how it was finished. In terms of how we started, we kept it very simple. We actually started with a very sort of scrappy PowerPoint slide, slide deck, where we had questions that we asked students. So we had reached out to Kate Parnell, from an FIC instructor, and we essentially asked the class to suggest questions anonymously that they were curious about on, you know, relationships, identity, and boundaries. And students submitted lots of questions. And so those questions were then turned into online cards where students could actually practice the game over an online workshop. So we sort of observed how are students asking the questions, what kinds of questions were they asking, what answers were they giving, and then we asked them to provide feedback on new questions that they wanted to see answered. So it was those questions, most of which actually made it into the card, the game itself, and became the card questions that are within it. Paula, do you want to share a bit more about how the game was finished?
Yeah, thank you, Precious. Yeah, so after what Precious was sharing, after students provide all this feedback, and they also help us level up the questions. So we have a series of questions, and then they were playing the game in this kind of facilitated online process that we were doing. So they also suggest, okay, I think that these questions should go in level 1 or level 2 or level 3. So they also help in to leveling up the questions. Then later on, our team, the Sexual Violence Support and Prevention team, decide to make this game a reality because we have all the material ready. But then, of course, we are not designers, so we needed a person that would put everything together. So we hire Toki Alto, who is a game developer, and then she helped us to bring the game to life. So she proposed more questions. She organized the questions in different levels, show us the proposal. We move cards here and there. She include more questions that also were focused on sex positivity, which were important, like she thought they were important to include in this type of conversations, but those questions are on the last, like the third level. And then she proposed the design, she proposed this, the name of Interbank, which means a non-standard punctuation mark. So basically it's like the question mark and the exclamation mark together, because that's the idea, right? Like we are asking questions, but at the same time, using the exclamation mark of saying, oh my God, I am getting to know you more. I wanted to know you in a deeper level and connect with you in a deeper level. So then she came also with this proposal of the design, the structure, and then I can talk later on more about the game. So mm-hmm. I can pass this to Precious.
Yeah, thank you, Paola. And yeah, back to you, Precious. And I read on your website that how might we better support students from international pathways to learn more about relationships and boundaries in an intercultural Canadian context? Can you answer the question now after developing the game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that question would have been on the SBSPO website. And yes, absolutely. I think one of the key things is from the feedback, and I believe from the launch event, it does appear that students are more excited to have these conversations without any sense of judgment, without the sense of, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can talk about these topics. It's a very safe way for people to have these conversations, and it's fun and it's engaging. And I think that I think we're still learning more about how we can support students, but what I think is a big highlight from this is that it's not only supporting students from international pathways, it's supporting all students. And that's something I think is super important. And I think what's really a key lessons learned, I think, applies in other situations, in other programs for students, whatever it is that we're working on, is really to work with students in the design process, not just in terms of asking them what they want to see, but help asking them, what questions would you like answered? What questions would you like to ask? And that, I think, was the biggest lesson. So it wasn't just about the how do we better support students. We better support students by co-creating with students. And I think that was my aha moment from the process.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that for sure. And I mean, engaging with community is always important and very helpful. So we just talked about it a little bit, but could you explain the rules of Interrobang?
Absolutely. So, Paola, is that fair to pass this on to you?
Yeah. So how Interrobang works is, so we came with the questions, as I was sharing, and then we have some categories in the game.
We have the game,
right?
Here.
So we have the game here. So we have about, let me see, it's 10 categories, like on romance, identity, sex and intimacy, boundaries and consent, communication, family and upbringing, friendship, health, and then there are some categories on like abuse and harm. And then that specific category basically touch questions that are a little bit difficult to navigate, but then they are not questions exactly on that theme, but then they will have like a very fine line, and that's why we wanted to mention it there. So one great thing about the game, and this was something that Toki came with, this idea, thinking about the nature of our office and the vision of our office and the services that we offer that are very trauma-informed. So then we wanted to center the survivor and give the survivor agency to decide what is that they need. We wanted to do something similar with the game for participants. So participants have the opportunity to filter the game before they start. So then they can choose all these categories. So let's see, we have four players and they have all these categories in their hand. And then they will decide, you know what, today I don't feel comfortable to answer any questions on sex and intimacy. So then they can remove all the cards in the game that are categorized under that category. Or maybe they don't want to talk about family and upbringing. So then you have that opportunity anonymously to remove from the game the categories or themes that you don't want it to talk about. And then sometimes a card will come, even though you say, I am okay to answer questions on romance. But maybe there is a question that you don't want to answer. So again, the person can say, you know what, I will take another card or I will pass. And then we have three different categories, and then we give them different names. This was, I will say, Precious came with this name. So then we have Be Curious, which is level one. And then that, be curious, is to learn more about people that you are playing with. So it's more like questions on the superficial level. And then, but to learn about experiences and relationships that have shaped you as a human being. Then we have be open. So then we discuss nuances, topics about how you or your players experience and navigate a variety of situations. So that's level two. And level three is called be bold. So we go deeper into complex issues to discover things that you may not know about the other person, and then or even about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then players also have the opportunity to play however they want. Like it can be by, okay, let's play five minutes in each category, or it can be by rounds, like let's have 10 rounds in each category, or let's mix and match, let's take questions from all categories. And it's a conversation, so not only one person will answer a question, but others also will have the opportunity to answer at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was also wondering, it's very interesting, why is it called InteroBang? How did you came up with this name and what does it mean?
Yeah, as I already explained at the beginning, right? Like it's a question mark, it's mm-hmm. a combination of a question mark and exclamation mark. The game is about that, questions and getting excited about going deeper with the other person. So Taki was like the game developer was the person that came with this name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you also hosted, or I saw it on your website, so at the SVSPO website, that you hosted an InteroBang party. How was the feedback so far from the students or like all the people that played so far?
I would love to answer that question, but I wonder if you have any other questions that are for Precious, because mm-hmm. I know that she's leaving soon.
Yeah, she has to leave soon. That's true.
And then I can answer the other ones after.
Yeah, Precious, is there anything that I have missed asking about or that you would like to add?
No, thanks for having me on the show. I think what's most important is that even though the game is for students, or at least that was the intended audience, I think anybody, anywhere can play InteroBang. So mm-hmm. it's an open invitation for whoever, students, staff, or even faculty to try it out. Bring it into the classroom because it was intended to be an educational resource that allows us to build better communities and really have better learning conversations about identity, relationship, and boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much for being here. And I would say we can take a little song break here because Paola brought us some songs. And the first song is called Adria Kane, Only With Time. What does the song mean to you?
I wrote it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry, I have it here. I will switch to that soon, and we talk about that soon. And we first of all, we're going to listen to that song. And yeah, thank you so much, Precious, for being here on air. And we're going to answer more questions with Paola after the song here. And yeah, hopefully we can hear us again soon or later, whatever. Yeah, thank you so much, Precious.
Bye, Precious. Take good care.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, we're going to jump right into the song, Only With Time, Adria Kane, and then we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then we'll jump right back to InteroBang. But first of all, please enjoy Adria Kane with Only With Time.